Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska's two Republican senators, Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan, announced a couple million dollars in grant funding to go to the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. $2,432,000 will go to the airport for the bridge. The existing bridge reportedly has outlived its useful life, and the new passenger boarding bridge will increase passenger capacity and improve energy efficiency. The grant was made possible by the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act's Airport Terminals Program. The program will provide $5 billion over 5 years through competitive grants to support airport infrastructure development by expanding capacity, access, and sustainability. Historically, federal funds have not supported terminal improvement projects. This according to the Office of Senator Lisa Murkowski. The Federal Aviation Administration has received approximately 658 applications across 532 airports, requesting a total of more than $14 billion, speaking to the significant demand for airport terminal improvements. Senator Murkowski in a statement, the Ted Stevens International Airport has facilitated our ability to fly across Alaska for decades, moving goods and services, connecting friends and family, supporting tourism, and serving as a hub for global shipping. As travel and transportation needs grow, this funding will help ensure that we have the most efficient and reliable infrastructure in place at Alaska's largest airport. Sullivan echoed similar sentiments, saying, I'm pleased to see these funds awarded to the airport and look forward to additional announcements on allotted airport infrastructure funds. According to the FAA, terminal grants may fund projects that improve airfield safety through terminal relocation, replacing aging facilities, increasing capacity, encouraging competition, improving energy efficiency, and increasing or improving access to passengers with disabilities and disadvantaged populations. Former President Donald Trump spoke to a capacity crowd during a Save America rally in Anchorage Saturday, stumping for the campaigns of former Governor Sarah Palin, current Governor Mike Dunleavy, and Kelly Chewbacca. Palin is running for the seat left vacant by the passing of longtime Representative Don Young. Governor Mike Dunleavy is running for re-election for Alaska's governor, and Chewbacca is challenging for the seat currently held by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. The former president began his speech explaining why he was in Anchorage.
And as you know, I'm here for two reasons, to support great candidates and to fulfill my promise to Alaska that I was going to come here. You know that, right? You voted for me twice, and I won in a landslide both times, and now I'm voting for you. That's why I'm here. I'm voting for you, Alaska.
Former President Donald Trump spoke on the candidates he was endorsing coming up later this year.
4 months from now, the people of this state are going to re-elect your terrific governor, Mike Dunleavy. We like Mike. A good man. I've been with him, and he's been with me from the beginning. And you're going to fire your rhino senator. She's worse than a rhino, Lisa Murkowski. The worst. I rate her number one bad, and we have a couple of real bad ones, but she's by far the worst. But you're going to elect a wonderful woman, a conservative warrior, Kelly Chewbacca. I think they like you, Kelly. They like you. And you're going to send the great Sarah Palin to the U.S. House of Representatives.
Also speaking at the rally was CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, former Governor Sarah Palin, and Kelly Chewbacca. For more information and a way to watch the entire speech from former President Trump, log on to our website at radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.